For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The Department of Justice sues Virginia and Governor Youngkin over his purge of the voter rolls during election season. The federal government is importing IV fluids from overseas to ease a shortage caused by Helene. And early estimates show that Helene cost farmers in the Commonwealth more than $139 million. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 14th. Members of the Shenandoah County School Board say the previous board misused special education money to change the names of two district schools. In 2020, the board changed the names of schools that had been connected to Confederate figures. The current board reversed those changes earlier this year. WHSV reports that last week, the board approved an audit of how the special education funds were used. That investigation will cost about $5,000. The Harrisonburg Planning Commission has given the green light to a proposed housing development in Harrisonburg at the site of the old Fraser Quarry. The Daily News Record reports that the commission recommended that the city council approve the Quarry Ridge development. With 950 units, including apartments, townhomes, and single-family homes on 161 acres with a 30-acre lake on site. If council approves, construction would begin in 2026 at the earliest. The development would be finished in 2030 or 2031. Governor Glenn Youngkin is calling a Department of Justice lawsuit filed Friday against the Commonwealth a politically motivated attack. The lawsuit says that Virginia election officials are illegally removing residents from the voter rolls too close to Election Day in violation of federal law. Whitney Evans with VPM News reports.
In a statement last week, Youngkin said he's appropriately enforcing a 2006 state law. The law requires the Department of Motor Vehicles to exchange voter data with general registrars monthly to ensure non-citizens aren't registered to vote. A recent review by the Washington Post found most of those removals are due to paperwork errors. The Justice Department says federal law prohibits removing voters from rolls within 90 days of a federal election, a time frame that could give eligible voters a chance to correct a mistaken removal. Election Day is in 22 days.
The FDA announced last week that it is importing IV fluids from abroad to ease a shortage impacting Virginia hospitals. Damage from Helene halted manufacturing at the Marion, North Carolina plant that supplies the majority of the country. In response, UVA Health postponed non-essential procedures at all of its medical centers to reduce the use of IV fluids. Paul Conway is with the American Association of Kidney Patients.
Sometimes what's missed in this is, what about those patient populations that are most at risk? Those are the initial signs we're seeing. It's the fear factor. Like, what does this mean to me? My life depends on these fluids, or my treatments depend on these fluids. What is my next step?
The company that supplies Virginia's dialysis providers with IV fluids says not all facilities have been impacted by the supply shortage, that supplies are being monitored, and a plan is in place if inventories fall below a certain level. Early estimates say Helene cost farmers in the Commonwealth more than $139 million. That number from the Virginia Cooperative Extension Service is a developing tally and will likely change in the coming days. Virginia Public Radio's Roxy Todd explains why some farmers are worried for the months ahead.
Wearing a straw cowboy hat and mud boots, Glenn Bice sits on the front of his tractor, looking over the mountainous pasture where he raises cows.
Y'all this year, every bit of this fence was taken out by the flood.
We're in Smith County, not far from the North Carolina line. Bice's cows survived the storm because they got to higher ground. But like many in this area, his farm flooded and high winds and water destroyed fencing. His other concern is hay, which farmers use to feed cows in the winter when grass isn't growing.
So I don't know what people's going to do with no hay. It's just a bad situation for everybody.
Bice says the hay crop wasn't great this year, so he and most farmers don't have backup stored. He's bracing for what may be higher prices for hay this winter across the region.
Well, I don't know what I'll do this winter. If I can't find hay, I'll just have to sell what I got, I guess. Try to start again next year, maybe.
Bice isn't alone. Most farmers in this part of Virginia suffered losses as a result of Helene. State officials are still assessing the full scope of the damage. Farmers can reach out to their local extension agent to learn what assistance might be available and to be included in the final tallies. In Smith County, I'm Roxy Todd.
Unemployment claims have risen in most Virginia counties hit by Tropical Storm Helene. Temporary financial relief is available for those who can't work or lost hours due to the storm. Whitney Evans has that report.
Hurricane Helene's impact on unemployment claims in Virginia is becoming clearer. Virginia's Workforce Development Agency, Virginia Works, issued county-level data Thursday. During the week ending October 5th, more than 3,000 claims were filed. That's almost 28% higher than the previous week's claims and more than twice as high as the same week in 2023. The Virginia Employment Commission is offering disaster unemployment assistance for residents of 14 counties and two cities in Southwest Virginia. More information is at vec.virginia.gov.
Whitney Evans reporting. And finally today, early voting has been going on for several weeks, and the turnout is highest in congressional districts held by Republicans. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Congressional districts held by Republicans have the highest early turnout, according to statistics collected by the Virginia Public Access Project. Republicans say this shows the effectiveness of efforts like Trump Force 47, which encourages Trump supporters to reach out to their neighbors and friends. Here's Virginia Trump campaign spokesman Jeff Ryer.
I think it's a success for the Trump Force 47 effort, which is a volunteer effort to maximize the participation, really, of President Trump supporters throughout the country. It's been, I think, very effective here in Virginia.
Democrats say these early vote numbers don't really tell us all that much about the state of the election right now. Democratic Party of Virginia Chairwoman Susan Swecker says the early vote numbers don't show Democratic strength in rural Virginia.
This coordinated campaign has invested a ton of resources in rural areas, including opening 13 rural offices. And we're seeing Democrats show up, quite frankly, like it's been a long time since I've seen Democrats show up like they are in all over, but particularly rural areas this year.
Democrats say the numbers might change when satellite early voting locations open in the coming days and weeks, increasing access to voters across Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.